All right, listeners, welcome back for another deep dive with me. Today we are going deep into the world of Zodiac roasts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you heard me right.
Yeah.
Roast like the kind that leave you, you know, kind of laughing at yourself and a little self-conscious maybe.
Yeah.
We've got some pretty interesting source material that calls itself the ultimate Zodiac roast, and I'm really curious to get your take on this whole thing.
Okay.
So when you hear Zodiac roast, what's the first thing that kind of pops in your head?
Well, I think what's really fascinating is how these roasts can be both funny and insightful at the same time.
Uh-huh.
You know, they kind of tap into these like commonly held beliefs about each sign.
Right.
But the humor comes from that recognition, like that little voice in your head. It's like, yeah, okay, they got me there.
Yeah, it's like they're holding up a funhouse mirror to our astrological self.
Oh, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
We're laughing, but there's a kernel of truth in there somewhere.
Yeah.
So what do you think makes these stereotypes stick? Why do we find them so relatable even if we don't really want to admit it?
I think it's a mix of self-deprecation and like finding solidarity in shared experiences.
Okay.
We see bits of ourselves in these like these exaggerated portrayals.
Yeah.
And acknowledging those flaws, even if it's just a joke, it can be a way of connecting with other people.
Right.
It's like saying, hey, I'm a bit of a mess too,
yeah.
But at least I'm not alone, you know?
Like a secret handshake for each sign.
Exactly.
But I have to ask, isn't there a risk that these roasts reinforce these negative stereotypes?
Yeah.
Like, could they actually contribute to harmful biases or misconceptions about certain signs?
That's a valid concern for sure.
Yeah.
Humor can be really powerful for connection, like we were saying,
mm-hmm.
but it can also perpetuate harmful ideas.
Mm.
It's important to be mindful of where the line is between playful teasing and reinforcing negative perceptions.
Yeah.
It's about intent and awareness.
So have you come across any roasts that you find particularly clever or insightful?
Oh, yeah.
Ones that hit that sweet spot of being funny without being actually hurtful?
Yeah. Definitely. I remember seeing one for Geminis that said, Geminis are like having two best friends who are constantly arguing with each other inside your head.
Oh, gosh.
And I thought that was so funny because it plays on that, you know, the dualistic nature that is often attributed to Geminis.
Right.
But it also kind of highlights the internal complexity that they experience.
Oh, totally.
Which is something a lot of people can relate to.
For sure. So we've been talking about the Western approach to Zodiac roasts.
Yeah.
But is this kind of astrological humor universal? Are there different styles or approaches in other cultures?
Absolutely. Astrology has different meanings and different levels of significance across cultures.
Right.
For example, in some Eastern cultures, astrological readings are taken very seriously.
Yeah.
And they're integrated into major life decisions, like who you marry or when you start a business.
Wow.
So roasting those signs might be seen as disrespectful or even taboo.
Makes sense.
Humor is really culturally specific. And what's funny in one context might not translate well in another.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
You know? It's a reminder that even something as lighthearted as a Zodiac roast is layered with all these cultural nuances.
Right.
So when it's all said and done, what do you think is the main takeaway for our listener today? What's the value in exploring Zodiac roasts beyond just having a good laugh?
I think it encourages self-awareness and understanding.
Okay.
By looking at these exaggerated portrayals, we can get some insights into our own strengths and weaknesses, as well as how other people might perceive us.
Right.
And of course, a little laughter never hurts.
So true. It's like a cosmic mirror showing us the light and the shadow sides of ourselves and our, you know, our astrological friends.
I like that.
And on that note, I have a final thought for you. We've talked about the roasts, but what about the flip side?
Oh.
If there are these ultimate roasts, could there also be like ultimate compliments based on each sign's positive traits? It's something to think about.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Thanks for joining me for this deep dive into the world of Zodiac roasts.
It was fun.
Until next time.
Bye, everyone.